The title for this devotion is a verse taken from the Old Testament, words spoken by King David. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. Each of the devotions I am preparing is to encourage each one of us and reassure us that we are not alone in the crisis, particularly while we are experiencing the lockdown through the coronavirus pandemic. It was during my preparations for the previous devotion, which I titled, Be of Good Cheer, But Take Heart, I Have Overcome the World, I put out a fleece to the Lord. That meant I put out a sign saying, Lord, if you want me to continue with sending out these devotions, if I receive just one reply of encouragement, I will continue to send more devotions out. Within hours of sending the devotion out, I received my first most encouraging response. I knew it was God's will for me to continue to send these devotions out. Whenever crisis comes our way, we immediately want to know what to do and who we can turn to. The health scientists are seeking to bring some reassurance as to the nature of this invisible evil virus, but they cannot keep track of when, if, and what it is doing in each person it attacks. This virus is creating fear. A number of folk are taking their own lives, even taking their families with them. How much we need to be able to find assurance and have someone we can turn to for support and reassurance. For me, two important things took place while preparing these devotions. One was recognizing the voice of God, then being able to interpret what he was saying. When God speaks to me, I get a passionate urge to respond to his voice. It is a warm, powerful glow of reassuring passion, empowering of my heart and soul. Each one of us need that surge in our heart, bringing an assurance to our souls at this very testing time. My mind was led to the various instances in the Bible where men went into isolation to protect themselves from an outside enemy. Many of the Psalms David wrote showed how much he feared his enemies, especially when he was being sought by Saul to kill him. But when the danger was over, we read on one occasion how David praised his God, which was recorded in 2 Samuel 22, 1-8. David sang to the Lord the words of this song when the Lord delivered him from the hands of his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold, my refuge, and my saviour. From violent people you saved me. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and have been saved from my enemies. The waves of death swirl about me. The torrents of destruction overwhelm me. The cords of the grave coil round me. The snares of death confront me. In my distress I called to the Lord. I called out to my God. From his temple he heard my voice, my cry for comfort to his ears. The earth trembled and quaked. The foundations of the heaven shook. They trembled because he was angry. When David was suffering is so like what is being experienced by so many folk right across the world. They're dreading the possibility of catching the coronavirus. David says, The waves of death swirl round me. The cords of the grave coil around me. The snare of death confronts me. But what action did David take? In the verse 7 we read, In my distress I called to the Lord. I called out to my God. In verse 4 he says, I called to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and have been saved from my enemies. In response to God's deliverance, David says in verse 2, The Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I will take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold, my refuge and my Saviour. Whether we do know or don't know Jesus as our friend and Saviour, we can still cry out to him at any time. Be assured we have Jesus who we can turn to in these difficult and dangerous times. We can discover that Jesus is our rock, in whom we can take refuge. The Bible says in Romans 10:11-13, as Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there's no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This is the salvation of the soul. Jesus wants all men to know him. In 1 Timothy 2:3-5 we read, this is good and pleasing God our Saviour, who wants all people to be saved and to come to know to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus. As we consider Jesus, let us turn our minds to the New Testament, which speaks about Jesus, who is often referred to as David's greater son. We read in Hebrews 5:7-8, during the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Son, though he was, he learnt obedience from what he suffered. We have considered God being our rock and our fortress. In the New Testament, we also read about a rock. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus faced death. He said to his Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. We read in Matthew 26:36-45, then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, Sir, stay here while I go over there and pray. He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, my Father, if it's possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour? He asked Peter. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away a second time and prayed, my Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come, and the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. As we continue to read the next few verses, we discover that one of his disciples, Judas, betrayed Jesus. Jesus was led away, falsely accused of blasphemy and crucified. Then we read in Matthew 27:57-60, as evening approached, there came a rich man from Arimathea, named Joseph, who had himself become a disciple of Jesus. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body, and Pilate ordered that it be given to him. Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean cloth, and placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb and went away. Jesus was not laid in the rock to escape death. He was entombed in that hewn rock to overcome the power of death, because having lain in the tomb for 3 days, Jesus triumphantly rose from the dead. We read in Hebrews 2:9-15, but we see Jesus, who was made lower than the angels for a little while, now crowned with glory and honour, because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. In bringing many sons and daughters to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through what he suffered. Both the one who makes people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. He says, I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters in the assembly. I will sing your praises. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again he says, here I am and the children God has given me. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Jesus died and rose again to free all who put their trust in him from the power of death. I'm reminded of those words prophesied so many years back concerning the death of Jesus, written in the book of Isaiah 53:4-6. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray, each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. As Easter approaches each year, it gives us the chance to reflect, but just as important, to thank God for sending Jesus into our fallen, stricken world to die and make a way for us to come back to him, to fly back to the rock Christ Jesus, for him to become our true hiding place. Let me bring you reassurance and encouragement as we read together Psalm 34. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, he delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps round those who fear him, and delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weary and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and saves those who are crushed in spirit. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems his servant. No one will be condemned who take refuge in him. Just before Jesus returned to his Father in heaven, we read in John 14:27, Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. When we rest on the shadow of his wings, we will know true rest and peace. David said in Psalm 23:4, Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Let me close with joining in singing the words of "On Christ, the solid rock, I stand."
Changing grace.